Today's daf is Sanhedrin daf kuf zayin, and we are about 15 lines from the bottom of daf kuf vav amid beis. Today's daf is being learned as a schos for Achenu b'nei Yisrael hanasun b'atzara v'ashivya. Today's daf is also being learned as a schos refuah shalema for Yor Yeshua ben Chaya Atara, Shloime ben Chaya Leia, and Chava Miriam bas Malka Freida. Today's daf is also being learned le'ilui nishmas Avram Meir ben Yitzchak olav hashalom. Daf kuf zayin is another super intense, fully loaded daf in Perek Chelek. So today we are going to spend the majority of the daf discussing Shmuel Beis, Perek Yud Aleph, Perek Yud Beis, which is the story of David and Bathsheba. We're going to also talk a little bit about Gehazi, who was Elisha Hanavi's Gabbai. But in the beginning of the daf, we're going to pick up where we left off yesterday, and that is a little bit more about Doyego Adoimi and Achitofel. So if you like Nach, today is a perfect daf. So who is Doyego Adoimi? Doyego Adoimi is described as Abir HaRoyim of Shaul HaMelech. Literally, he was in charge of the Royim, of all the shepherds. He had a very important position within Shaul HaMelech's government. But Chazal say, Rashi brings it, in Nach, Avir HaRoya means he was an Abbez. We saw the Gemara's yesterday, where the Gemara talks about the tremendous level of learning of Doyego Adoimi. So Doyego Adoimi is a great person, but at the same time, Doyego Adoimi was also a big troublemaker. The Gemara says in Yevamah Stafai, Yevamah Beis, that when Shaul hears about David for the first time and he inquires about his yichus and he wants to know, is he someone that maybe would be fit to be king one day? So Doyeg tells Shaul that before you look into whether he'd be fit to be king, why do you find out if he's even mutal lovei baka? Because don't you know that his great-grandmother was Rus and she's a Mayavia, she comes from none other. We saw it in the Gemara yesterday, of Balak, Melech, Mayav. And as a result, perhaps the pasuk lo yavoi amoni mayavi bekal Hashem applies to David HaMelech. He's not even mutar lovei bekal. The Gemara says in Zvachim daf nun dalad amud beis that when David HaMelech figured out where the Beis HaMikdash was supposed to be, the Torah never said where the Beis HaMikdash was supposed to be. B'makom asher yivchar Hashem. But David HaMelech said im etin shnas le'ena lafapai tenuma ad ensa makom Hashem. It was an obsession of David HaMelech. He wanted to know where the makom HaMikdash was supposed to be, and he figured out where it was supposed to be. Val davar zeh niskanet. Doeg is mentioned there in Perek Ezeu Mekoyman in Masech Tzvachim from all places. He was jealous of David HaMelech that David found out where the Beis HaMikdash was supposed to be. To mention that David HaMelech wrote a whole Perek in Tehillim, Kapitel Mundes, which talks about Doeg Adoimi. It's interesting that the Gemara says, Chazal say, that when David HaMelech married Michal Bashal, and then Shaul HaMelech takes Michal away from David and gives Michal to Palti ben Laish, and Palti ben Laish lives with Michal for a very long time, and they never touched each other. Not Scherer Beinoyle Beinoyle, the Gemara earlier in the Masechta, the tremendous part for Abchaim Shmulevitz that we spoke at, all the festerade earlier in the Masechta. So who was the one that instigated to get Shaul HaMelech to take his daughter back, who technically was an Eishes Ish, and give her to another man? Chazal say it was Doeg Adoimi. He's behind the whole thing. And of course, Doeg Adoimi is the one that instigated the killing of Noivir HaKayhanim. So either way, Doeg Adoimi is a very tricky person to understand, because on the one hand, Chazal waxed poetic about the tremendous level of learning. So he had an unbelievable tzad ha-toiv, tzad ha-kdusha, tzad ha-or. But then again, he also had choshech, he also had a lot of tumah. But what's interesting is that when Doeg's mentioned in the Mishnah, is the Elu Sheilam Chelik Leivam Abba, the reason, the punchline, the emphasis, if you want to take away something, Doeg Adoimi, what's the word association you'd have to put with him? It's Lashon Hara. That's, at the end of the day, why he has no Chelik Leivam Abba. Because he told Shaul HaMelech that David is conspiring together with Achimelech, the Kohen Gadol at the time in Noiv, which results in Noiv Rakiana being killed. And even though Doeg is the one that killed him, maybe he was following Shaul's orders, but the reason Doeg goes down as an Eloi Chelik Loilam Abba, he is the poster child, so to speak, of the Chet of Lashon Hara, and how a person can be on an unbelievable lofty Madrega, but at the same time lose his Chelik Loilam Abba simply because of the Chet of Lashon Hara. So the Gemara is going to pick up now on Doeg, but it's going to immediately mention Achitofel as well. And Achitofel is also mentioned in our Mishnah as one of the people that don't have Chelik Gnoi Lam Haba. It's interesting because the Gemara really spends a lot of time on all the people that don't have Chelik Gnoi Lam Haba. The three Malachim and the Arbe Yoytis. The Gemara gives them a Kairis. How do we know? The Gemara doesn't say anything about Achitofel. Nothing. It doesn't say in the Gemara why Achitofel has no Chelik Gnoi Lam Haba. The Tesis Yontif asks the Kasha. And the Tesis Yontif says, Vaistos, it was Pasha to the Gemara why Achitofel has no Chelik Gnoi Lam Haba. Because as we'll see, Doeg and Achitofel come together, And just like Doig has no chelik in Olam Haba, it was poshut that Achi Teufel also doesn't have a chelik in Olam Haba. So just the chazer, who is Achi Teufel? So we actually have a raid bite on Achi Teufel, balancing ambition and gratitude. So we spoke this out when we were learning Masechtas Bava Basra, because Achi Teufel came up a few times in Perek Yesh Noichlin and in Perek Mishameis. But either way, who was Achi Teufel? Achi Teufel was to David HaMelech what Doeg HaDoimi was to Shaul HaMelech. Achi Teufel was David's right-hand man. And he was a very, very wise man. We're going to see, the Gemara is going to talk about the great levels of learning that Achi Teufel had achieved. Perhaps the best-known Gemara regarding Achi Teufel is the Gemara in Brachas Daf Gimel Amid Beis, where the Gemara goes through the routine. David HaMelech as Melech Yisrael, David HaMelech in charge of the Sanhedrin, of the Bezdin, Halacha Kemoisei B'chal Mokoyim, chief of staff, warrior. So the great David, every day when he would be debriefed by his people, so the Gemara says he would follow a process. Who was on his side? Who was his national security advisor? Whatever you want to call him. Who was his right-hand man? So the Gemara says, Miyad Yoyatzim B'Achi Teufel. He would turn to Achi Teufel and he would ask Achi Teufel what he thinks. V'nimlochim b'Sanhedrin, v'shoylim b'Urim v'Tumim. So Achi Teufel is a good company. He's in the company of the Sanhedrin and the Urim v'Tumim. So that's what Achi Teufel was. In fact, as I'll say, Achi Teufel was very, 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 he was the wisest man in the world. Yet, Achi Teufel goes down as one of the people that have no chelik in Olam Haba. What did Achi Teufel do? What was his avera? So Doeg HaDoimi's primary sin was Lashon Hara. What was Achi Teufel's avera? Achi Teufel's avera was that he joined and played a very big part in Avshalom's rebellion against David. So Avshalom was David HaMelech's son. Avshalom wanted to kill David. He wanted to take over the Malchus from David HaMelech. And the great Achi Teufel, who had once been David's greatest supporter, he jumped ship. He joined the Avshalom rebellion. And it's for that reason that he goes down as one of the people, She'en Lem Chelek Li'olam Haba. When we learned this in Masechtas Bava Basra, we spoke out the unbelievable remez from the Megal HaMukos. The Megal HaMukos says that Machloikis is Rosh HaTevis, Mara, Chachma, Lashon, Koima, and Torah. He says it regarding Koirach, that Koirach, who instigated Machloikis, was a person that had tremendous milas. Mara, he was very mamoin, I'm sorry. He was very wealthy. Chachma, he was very wise. Loshoy, he had a good pisk. Koymar, he was handsome, he was a man of stature. And Torah, he was a big Talmud Chacham. And in order for a person to create machloikas on a very large scale, you have to have these five milas. Achi Teufel had these five milas as well. And that's why Achi Teufel was able to instigate. A regular person could have never even attempted to overthrow the Malchus of David HaMelech. Somebody so popular, somebody so great. But it was Dafka, someone that had Mamun, Chachma, Lashon, Koyim, and Torah. Somebody like Achi Teufel, he was able to do it. But at the end of the day, it failed. As I'll say, that when Achi Teufel saw that his rebellion was going nowhere fast, he goes home, he gives his children final instructions. The Gemara mentions it above a Basar, Kufman, Zainim, and Aleph. We spoke at the time of Maral that says all three of the instructions that he told his children were Machloikis, 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 Machloikis. Or looking at the other way, Shalom, Shalom, Shalom. Said stay away from Machloikis. Achi Teufel had everything in the world, but Machloikis took it away from him. The bottom line is, Achi Teufel goes down as a person who has everything, but in his mind felt like he wanted more. He lost everything, and the reason he lost everything was because of Machloikis. So the story of Doeg HaDoimi is really a story of Lashon Hara. The story of Achi Teufel is the story of Machloikis. Hatzad Hashav HaShabahen, they're both great people. They had reached literally the spitz within their respective governments. Both very well-known personalities in Tanakh, but they're also both infamously mentioned in the Mishnah, the beginning of Perek Chelek, as two of the four Hidyoites, She'en Lahem Chelek La'olam Haba, so on. And that note, we pick up the Gemara. Zok the Gemara, Omer Rab Ami, Arba Meya Boi, Bo Ach Doeg V'Achi Teufel, B'Migdal HaPoireach Ba'Aver. Doeg and Achi Teufel, who by the way, the Gemara is going to say never saw each other, but Doeg and Achi Teufel independently each had 400 Iboyois, Shailas, in the sugya of Migdal HaPoireach Ba'aver. So what's the sugya of Migdal HaPoireach Ba'aver? So we mentioned that take a look at Rashi. Could be it's a shaila tuma v'tahira. Rashi has different suggestions of what exactly the shaila might be. But regardless, they were big lumen. That's the whole point. They cleared 400 chakiras in a very, very difficult sugya. Oh, my Rava. So Rava heard that. He said, Ravusalim Iboy Iboy. He said, big deal. Wow, they were London, so I'm supposed to be impressed. B'shneider, Rabbi Yehuda, kulitinu ben Nezikin. And he demonstrated his point. He says, in the times of Rabbi Yehuda, all people really learnt was Nezikin. Now, it's hard to believe that in the times of Rabbi Yehuda, as in Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Rav, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, all they learnt was say the Nezikin. But rather, what it means is that Iker Amelus was Bava Kama, Bava Metzia, Bava Basra, Vatnan Komasis, and Tuva Ba'Uktzin. Today, we're so much more fluid than learning. We even learn Uktzin. Uktzin is the last Mesechta in Shisha Sidre Mishnah. As a matter of fact, when Rabbi Yehuda would get to the Mishnah that says, Isha Shekoyveshes Yorok. The Mishnah Masechtas Tyrus. The Amri La, some say when we'd come to the Mishnah, Zaysin Shekovsham Betarfeyan Tahira. Mishnah Masechtas Uktzin. Omar, he would look at the Mishnah and he wouldn't know Pshat. This is the Amoira of Yehuda. He would say, Havayas the Rav Shmuel Kochazina Hacha. Looks to me like we need some of the Shailas of Rav and Shmuel. We need some help because I don't really know Pashu Pshat. So Rav is saying that our dar is so much greater in learning than Rav Yehuda's dar. Right, because Vanan, not only do we know Pshat, there's 13 yeshivas today, he said, 13 yeshivas in Koyulim that are learning Mesechtas Uktzin. Stating that, Rabbi Yehuda, Shalom, Pesanev, Asa Mitzvah. Rabbi Yehuda, if there was ever a famine and they needed it to rain, he would take his shoes off as a sign of mourning, as a sign of Avelis, like we take our shoes off on Yom Kippur and Tishra. You take his shoes off and immediately it would rain. Vanan Savchina, he says, us, we daven, we yell, we scream, Velekha Damashkech, but nobody listens to us. Ella. So what do you see from there? HaKadosh Baruch Hu isn't so interested in the biggest lamdan, but rather, libaboy. He wants people's heart to be in the right place. Dechsev Hashem yira lalevav. There's an idea of echad hamarba, the echad hamamet, ubilvad sheichav and libel hashemayim. So this is this idea right here. So Rava said, I'm not so impressed. Doyeg and achi teufel, they were big lamdan. No, he wasn't that impressed. Amram Shashio. Doyeg v'achi teufel, lehavisav rishmaitzo. They didn't really know how to learn that well. Maska from Mazutra. So Mazutra said, how could you tell me they didn't know how to learn? Mandich Siv Bey, Aye Soifer, Aye Shoikel, Aye Soifer is Amigdolim. Referring to Doyeg, as the Gemara said earlier. And the level of learning that he had achieved. He was a Soifer. He was a Shoikel. He was a Soifer as Amigdolim. At Amrlei Havi Savi Shmaitza. You tell me he wasn't even good at learning? You want to tell me he was a London? You're just not so impressed? I hear. But you want to tell me he wasn't even good at learning? How could you say that? What it means is, Rav Shashi was trying to say that even though he was good at learning, but he didn't have siyata d'shmaya, and as a result, he never got the halacha right. There's a special siyata d'shmaya you have to have in order to be mechaven to halacha l'maisa. So he said, good in learning, he definitely was. But siyata d'shmaya, that's something he didn't have. I think they say Reb Chaim Meiser once saw a tshuva that was written by a rav in a shtetl somewhere in Europe. It was something very, very chomer. So Reb Chaim Meiser goes through the tshuva, and at the end he said, "Ein zach vesech, as de yid hat gewaldige siyata d'shmaya." Chashav yid izer. Said why? He says he went through the tshuva. The kashas aren't kashas. The terutzim aren't terutzim. The rayas aren't rayas. The pilpul's not a pilpul, but he got it right at the end of the day. So siyata d'shmaya tazicha gahad. So doyeg and achitevel were just the opposite. They were big lumden. They could ask good kashas. They were able to say good terutzim. They cloud festa hakiras. But at the end of the day, Rameshashi said we have risavi shmaitza. And the reason is because when it comes to halacha l'maisa, there's an idea of Soyd Hashem L'Yireyah. That's what matters. The biggest lamdan is not the one that gets the halacha right. It's the Reyav that get the halacha right. I mean, the perfect example of that, not to compare it to Doyeg and Chitoyvel, of course, but the perfect right to that is Beishami Beishillel. Because the Gemara says that Beishami were Mechada Ditfe. In fact, L'Asav Lovei, the halacha is going to be like Beishami. Yet, the halacha, the Gemara in Erevin, you'd give a lamed base, explains a little bit why, but the halacha l'maisa, of course, is like Beisil, not like Beishamai. Beisil wasn't smarter than Beishamai, it was just the opposite. Beishamai was smarter than Beisil. And the truth is, this is an idea, it's interesting, if you think about it for a minute, there were certain Tanoim and Amayroim that clearly had a special siyata d'shmaya when it came to Psak Halacha, Rabbi Yochanan. Halacha is always like Rabbi Yochanan. Rav, Shmuel, Rabbi Yochanan, we don't know who was bigger. But one thing we do know, that if Rabbi Yochanan argues with Rav, the Halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan. Despite the fact that Rav is a Tanu Palik, and Rabbi Yochanan, Tosfos says in Ksubas Daf Chesem and Aleph, was an Amayra, so Rabbi Yochanan can't argue with it. But when Rav and Rabbi Yochanan argue, the Halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan. If Rabbi Yochanan ever argues with Shmuel, it's a Gemara in Erevin, Memvav Amid Beis, the Halacha is always like Rabbi Yochanan. The Halacha is like Rabbi Yakiva Mechaveroi. Mishnosai, Shal Rebbe Eliezer Ben Yaakov, is Kavanoki. What does Kavanoki mean? Kav, we don't have that many halachas from him, but Noki. The halacha is always like him. Rabbi Yossi Nimukai Imai. So all the Tanoim, what Tzadikim Niflaim. But when it comes to halacha l'maisa, you see there was a special siyata d'shmaya that certain Tanoim had. But this, of course, is a whole different realm. This is a realm of Soyda Hashem Liyarei. The Tanoim were all Yirei Elikim. But again, when it comes to halacha l'maisa, there's a special siyata d'shmaya that a person needs. I'm Rabbi Ami, Loimeis Doyeg Ad Sheshach Talmudoi. That despite all of Doyeg's greatness in learning, When he died, he had forgotten his learning. Shenema hu yamus be'en musar uberoiv ivalta yishke. Rav says nitztara, that before he died, he became a mitzoyra. He was afflicted with tzara. Shenema hitzmata kol zoyne mimeka. What does that have to do with tzaras? Ksif asam. It says regarding yoivol, litzmisus. Umetargim minon. What's the targum on the word smisus? Lichaluten. So we're now relating the word hitzmata kol zoyna mimecha that it says about doyeg to the word smisus, hitzmata smisus, same shayrish, that it says by yoivol. And the targum on smisus is lichaluten. So we can now apply the word chalutin to doyeg utnan. We know the Mishnah. Aim be muskur umbuchlet ala priya ufrima. So this is a Mishnah Masechtas Megillah. Even if you don't learn the sugyas of Tyrus, you know this. So the bottom line is that muchlet is a word that relates to tsaras. And if we have the word muchlet by doyeg, Rav said nitzara must mean that doyeg became a mitzayra before he died. Simin shloisha ra'u v'chatzi ukor. Am Rabbi Yechon, shloisha malachi chavala diznamnu leilu doyeg. There were three malachim, but not good malachim. Malachi chavala that came to doyeg before he died. Echad sheshikach tamudai. One of them caused him to get his learning. The echad shesaref nishmasai. One of them burnt his neshama. The echad shepizer afroy v'batekneses v'batemidrashes. The other one took his ashes and he scattered it amongst all the Bati Knesses and the Bati Midrashes. So Rabbi Yechon said, Doig v'achi toifel le'rozes, Doig and achi toifel never saw each other. Why not? Doig b'mei shol, v'achi toifel b'mei David. It's interesting. The Marsha says that what's the significance of that? That Doig and achi toifel never saw each other. That he goes through the cheshbon of how it's muchach that they never saw each other. But bottom line, who cares? Why does it matter? He says, because could be had they seen each other and they would have joined forces, that union of Doyeg and Achitoyfel together would have been so powerful that it could be tremendous churban would have came from that. Rabbi Yechon had said, Doyeg v'Achitoyfel leichotzu yemeim, well-known Gemara. They didn't leave even half their lives, meaning a person's life. David HaMelech said, Yimei Shnei Seinu Bahem is Shivim Shana. They didn't even live half of Shivim Shana. They lived less than 35 years. Tayinami Hachi, Anshi Damu Mumirma, Lo Yechtsu Yimeim, Kol Shneisim Shal Doig Lahaya Lashleshim Arba. Doig lived 34 years, Shal Achi Teufel, Einan El Lashleshim Lashala, she lived 33 years. In the beginning, you find that David HaMelech refers to Achi Teufel as his Rebbe. Chazal say he learned two things from Achi Teufel, but he referred to him as his Rebbe. Ula b'sayif later, kari chaveri, he calls him his chaver. Ula b'sayif kari talmidai. And then he called him his Talmud. So initially, David looked up to Achi Teufel, as if Achi Teufel was superior to him. Then he called him chaveri, as if they were on par, they were on the same level. And then finally, he's looking down at him. Ula b'sayif kari, says the Gemara, b'tchilu kari rabbi, v'ate enosh ke'erki alufim yudai. B'sayif kari chaveri, shenemar, at sheyachtov nam tiksoi, v'veselikim lekalich birogash. B'sayif kari talmidai, gam yishloim, asher b'tachti boi, oichalachmi, higdil olai. Okay, what's the pshat? So the Marsha says, the pshat is very simple, because Ach Doyeg was a poiches v'hoylech. He was a poiches v'hoylech. He was a tremendous lamdin. He was a tremendous Talmud Chacham. He had done a lot of good things, but at the same time, he was countering that with a lot of bad things. He was also doing a lot of averus. So as Doyeg was doing averus, he was falling. He was slipping. So initially, he was greater than David. Then he was on par with David. And then finally, he got to the point where he was less than David, whereas David HaMelech was just the opposite. David HaMelech was steiging as he was getting older. The Gemara says in many places, Vayiki Zaken Melech David, that even though he was a Zaken, he was still Melech. See, he was still great. He was, not just was he still great, but he was getting greater and greater. So David is going in one direction, Achitofel is moving in another direction. You find that sometimes, you know, two people, they know each other when they're younger, and then you fast forward 20, 30 years later, and you know what? They went in different directions, and as a result, they're holding in different places. So says the Marsha, you're right. In the beginning of the story, Doyeg is up here, and you know David is looking up to him. But with time, the story had changed. So by the end, David HaMelech had steiged for all the years that he had, whereas Doyeg had slipped. And that's why Doyeg, at the end, has to look up to David, not the other way around. Either way, before we go weiter and learn this next Amid and change of Gemara, we need a little bit of an introduction. So the Gemara now is going to discuss for the next Amid the episode of David and Bathsheba, which is mentioned in Shmuel Beis, Perek Yud Aleph, Perek Yud Beis. And it begins really Pasuk Beis. Pasuk says as follows, Vayile Isra Erev, it was at night. David gets up, he's lying in bed, and he goes to the roof of his palace. And he sees a woman who's bathing. David wanted to know who this woman was. His people told him, her name is Batsheva, and she's the wife of Uriah Hachiti. David sent shluchim and had her brought to the palace. We'll see in a moment that her husband, Uriah Hachiti, at the time, was on the battlefield, he was fighting a war on behalf of the Yidden. So she was living there by herself. Her husband wasn't with her. So David has Batsheva come to the palace. Vayishkav ima, vehimiskadeshes mitumasa. The pasuk says that at the time she wasn't a nida. She had been a tahira, vatosha v'albesa. And after David was vayishkav ima, he sent Batsheva back home. Vatarho isha. The woman became pregnant that night. Vatishlach vatagu to David. And she sent a message to David to let David know that she became pregnant from that union. So when David heard that, he got scared. So he calls Yoav, that's his sartzeva. Shlach Elias Uriah Hachiti. I need you to call Uriah Hachiti back from battle. I need you to bring him to me. So Yoav listens to his Melech, he goes and he brings Uriah Hachiti to David. Uriah walks into David. I'm instructing you as king to go to your house and to bathe. But Uriah didn't listen to David. He lied down at the entrance of the palace. But he didn't want to go home. And they told David, David tells Uriah, I don't understand you. You just came back from a long journey, back from battle. Why won't you go into your house? Say hi to your wife. Isn't that the appropriate thing to do? Vayoyim Uriel David. So Uriel tells David, Ha'aroin v'Yisrael v'Yehuda yoshvim basukos. He says, the Aroin, Klal Yisrael, Yehuda, they're living in tents right now. They're living in huts. V'Adoni Yoyev v'Avdei Adoni al-Pnei Asad HaChayim. And he says, all my comrades, my people, they're all fighting right now. V'Ani Ovei al-Besi. And you expect me to go to my house, lechol, to eat, v'lishtois, v'lishka, v'mishti, chayecho, he swore, v'chayin avshechem, eses adover hazeh. Absolutely not. I'm not going to listen. So David tells Uriah, shave bazeh gam hayem u'mocha ashachecho. He says, you know what? I hear, stay here. Tomorrow, I'm going to send you back. Tomorrow, I'm going to send you back to war. Fast forward a little bit. David calls Yoav and tells Yoav that I want you to take care of Uriah when he gets back to war. Uriah goes back. And what he does is he puts Uriah on the front lines. He puts him on the front lines. The Anshei'ir come. A fight breaks out. A lot of Jewish soldiers die. And Uriah Hachiti died as well. Yoav sends back a message. He tells him everything that happened. That you should let him know specifically that Uriah Hachiti isn't alive anymore. So David wanted Uriah Hachiti killed. So what he does is he has Yoav, who's the general, put Uriah in a very dangerous place, in a compromised position, put him on the front lines where it was almost obvious that he was going to get killed. Yoav follows the instructions, and now Uriah isn't alive anymore. Now, why did David want to do that? So when you read the Nach, the Pashup Shad is because David was very afraid. David had been together with an Eshes Ish, Batsheva, and suddenly she's pregnant. And being that Batsheva at the time's husband wasn't around, so people were going to start wondering, where did this baby come from? And it may trace itself back to David, which wasn't good. So first David tried having Uriah come home. If Uriah would have been home for one night, so people would say, it's Uriah's child. And had Uriah have the child, I thought he was at war. No, he came back for a short period in the interim. But being that Uriah didn't listen, and David couldn't get Uriah to go back home, so David had to work on plan B. Plan B was for Uriah to be killed. If Uriah is killed, now David can marry Batsheva, and people will say that pregnancy came from after when David HaMelech had already been married to Batsheva. So again, like this, nobody will trace the child to this zivug of Eshes Ish. Like, this is not going to be any issues. And that's exactly what happened. Vatishma Eshes Uriah Kimeis Uriah Isha. When Uriah's wife, Batsheva, hears that Uriah died, Vatispa Dal Baila, she mourned her husband. Vayaver Ho'evel, when the Shiva passed, Vayishlech David, David sent for her, Vayasfa El Beisai, brought her into his house, Vatehiloi Leisha, he married her, Vatehiloi Leiben, and she gave birth to this child. It was a boy, Vayera Hadova Asha Asa David Bein Hashem. But Hashem was very, very disappointed about what David HaMelech did. And at first glance, two averes. Number one, Eishes Ish. Batsheva at the time was an Eishes Ish. And number two, to cover up for the Eishes Ish, he seemed to have had Uriah Chiti killed. Vayishlach Hashem es Nosan al David. Hashem sends Nosan, the great Navi, to David HaMelech. Vayova Yelo, Vayoyim Eloi. And he sits down with David. He says, David, I have to tell you a story. Shnei Anoshim Hoyu Birachas. There were two people living in a city. Echad Asher. One was an Asher. Echad Rosh. And one was poor. La Asher Hoyu Tsoyinu Baka Harman Ma'ayit. The Asher had a big portfolio of cattle. Ula Rosh ain't cut. He didn't have anything. Kim Kivsa Achas Kitana. He had one little Shepsala. Asher Kana that he had bought. Vayichayel Atigdalima even Banav Yachtov. And he loved this little Shepsala. And this kifso was part of the family. Mi pitoi toichal, she would eat from the bread of the family. Umi kisai tishta ubechek tishkavati. He like kavas. She was literally like part of the family. Vayove heilach leisha asher, and a person now came to an asher, and he wanted something from him. Vayachma lokachas mitzayinu b'kori lasas reichabola. He wanted to feed him, but he said, "You know what? Why should I give you from my large portfolio of cattle? You know, I know my neighbor. He has a kifso. Let me give you his kifso." Vayikach es kifsas o isha rosh. So he went to the poor person's house. He took his kifso. Vayasel leisha ba'elav, and he prepared a nice meal, lamb chops, for this person that came in that wanted a keves. Vayichar raf David bishmoed. So Nosson turns to David. He says, "What do you say to this story? What do you say? What should we do to this person, this Asher? He has everything in the world. A person comes to him. He wants to do a little bit of chesed, but you know he does chesed. He goes to his neighbor that has nothing. He has one little kifsa, and he takes that kifsa, and that's what he feeds." So David says, "Are you kidding? Ki ben mavis so yisho yisuzois. This person, I would say, is chayv misof for doing something so terrible. And for the kifsa that he took, yishalim arbatim. He should pay four times. Pi arba. He should owe him four kvasim. Ekev asha oses adover hazeh. So Nassan turns to David and he says, "This story never happened. This was all a mashal. And I'm going to tell you the nimshal. Ata ha'ish. You're the person. I made you king over Klal Yisrael. And I saved you from Shaul. I gave you everything. You have everything in the world. David, madua bozisos dvar Hashem lasis hara beinai es uria achiti hikisa bacheref ves ishtoi lokachto luchol isha veoisai harakta bacheref ne'amoin. Says David, you're the gevir, you're the person that has everything. Uria achiti had his one wife Batsheva. You needed to take his wife from him. That's what that gevir did by taking the kifsa achas ketana. And it's for that reason Nosson tells David va'ato leisos acher mibeis chadoilom. He gives him a klolo ekev kivis. That's Avshalom. And he starts prophesying of some tzoris that David HaMelech can end up having in his life. And it's all because of what happened with Batsheva and Uriah Achit. So David hears what happened. And he says, Chatosi Lashem. You have nothing to worry about. Hashem is going to forgive you. You're not going to die. Ephes, however, you're going to have to go through some tzoris. Bottom line is, the pasuk continues and said that this baby was born. The baby died immediately. However, David and Batsheva stayed married. They had another son, and the next son was none other than Shlomo HaMelech. But either way, this is the story of David and Batsheva, which at first glance, when you go through the psukim, it's very difficult to understand. David HaMelech, one of the Ashpizin, Halacha Kavoisai B'chal Makim, there's no shortage of psukim that talk about the greatness of David HaMelech, stating that the pasuk would seem to attribute two of the greatest sins that a person can commit. Number one, Eishes Ish, and number two, Shvichas Damim. So how do you understand Pashup Shana in the Gemara? So of course, we cannot learn Torah Shabiksav without learning Torah Shabal Peh. So what did Chazal tell us? Amar Rab Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, Amar Rab Yonasan, Shabbos Nun Vav Amar Aleph, Kaloim David Chata, Eino Yelotaya. If somebody walks away from Shmuel Beis, Perigir Aleph, Pasuk Yud Beis, and he thinks that David HaMelech committed the sins that the pasuk attributes to him. Eino yalatoya shenemar. How do I know that? Because the pasuk says vayhi David l'chol drachav maskel v'Hashem imoy. Efshir, is it possible that chet boliyadei that he did these averos u'shchina imoy eloman imekayim? How do you make sense of all these psukim? Shebikesh lasos v'lo yasa. That's what the Gemara says. And then the Gemara says, "My Rav, Rebbe." The Asim Midavid, Rebbe was the one that said this. So Rebbe, the Asim Midavid, Mahapech Vidorish Beschusei de David. He was an enemy of David HaMelech, and he used to try to find Schusim for David HaMelech. So what was the Schus? He wanted to do it, I hear. But the Gemara says another Pshat, and this is the well known Pshat. Om Rab Shmuel Bar Nachmani, Om Rab Yonason, Kol Ayoitze Lamachemes Beis David. Koisev get Chrisus Le'ishtai. There's a very important piece of information that the pasuk doesn't tell us about the story. That's a total game changer. That could let everybody breathe so we can understand exactly what went on over here. What happened over here is that before somebody would go to war, he would go to Mechemes Beis David, he would write a get to his wife. The reason he was is because what if this person was never heard from again? Which was very, very common. Isha Shalach Bailo Amdina Sayyam, very often you weren't heard from again. That's what all the sukkis of Agun are. So certainly if a person went to war, there was a good chance he would be MIA, he wouldn't come back. And if that's the case, his wife would be a guna. Or even if they would find out that he died, there could be Yibum and Chalitza implications. So the bottom line is, what they would do is before they would leave, they would write a get. They would divorce their wives. So if you would write a get, this is a whole different story. Or Yachiti was a Yoitzel Melchemes Beis David. Get Chrisos Kaisi. By the way, this of course is of Ksubas Daf Tes fame. This is something that's mentioned in one of the most Lamdish Daf in the Chas. Ksubas Daf Tes. So you know this idea. So it comes out he had already divorced his wife. Oh, if he had given Bathsheba get, she wasn't an Eishes Ish. But if you take a look here in the Gemara, Machlek is Rashi and Tosfos, what it means, Kol Yoitzel Melchemes Beis David. Get Chrisus Koisev Yodin. This is really where the sugya is at. So we don't have time to go into the sugya, but this is where it's at. Rashi says, "Get Chrisus Al Tanai." It was given Al Tanai. She'im Yops. If he's going to die at war, Tehemi Gureshes Me'achshav. So that the get should be Chalam Afreya, because it's in her interest to be a Gerusha and not to be an Amana. Why? Again, Yibum, Chalitza, whatever, this Cheshbonus. But the bottom line is that the get was given Al Tanai, which means then, if the man didn't die, the get was never Chal. Freit Toisviz, how could Rashi say that that's the way the get worked? If the mechanism of the get was that it was given Al Tanai, that means that when David HaMelech was with Bathsheba, even though he wasn't Ba, an Avada Yeshes Ish, and even though, says Toisves, it worked out at the end because Uriachiti did die at war, but at the same time, when David was with Bathsheba, there was a suffocatious ish. So you downgraded the chet from vadayeshes ish to suffocatious ish. But the Gemara says, David chate ein yalataya. And if David was boil a suffocatious ish, that is a chet. Then if somebody thinks that David did an Aveira, he's not a Toya. So Freik Rabbeinu Tam on Rashi, I don't understand how you can say that the get was only given out tonight. All you did was downgrade it. Good, it's an important downgrade. But at the end of the day, and by the way, again, this is really in the world of Lamdas. Let's say somebody eats something that's a Suffolk Nevela, Suffolk Shchuta. And then after 120, he finds out that that piece of meat he ate was really a Shchuta. So Lamafreya, he's okay. No, of course not. We know that Safik Dairaisa Lachumra Shafs and Isser Be'etzim. And this is Lumdus 101. So even if he finds out later that what he did wasn't a problem, being that the din was Misafik, you have to go Lachumra, so slap on the wrist because you did something wrong. You were over a Safik Isser Dairaisa. That's the idea of Safik Dairaisa Lachumra. So again, David HaMelech, when he was with Bathsheba, had no way of ascertaining for sure that Uriah would end up dying, as he thought he was king, so he could for sure make it work. But the bottom line is that's Tosfos Kasha. So Tosfos says, Venirulebenutam, you have to say, Shoya Megarsha Legamre, Beloy Shum Tanai. He was Megarisher Legamre. That's what people used to do. That means Uriah Achiti gave Bathsheba a full fledged get. She was a 100% Gerusha. If that's the case, then why are we even talking about the whole story of David and Bathsheba? So she was a divorced wife. Says Tosfos, that means that it happened. But Tzina, not everybody knew about it. So it There was a srach eishes ish. But you want to know if David chalila was boil an eishes ish? Of course not. Kol ayoytzel melchemes beis David get krisus koysel liyadois. It goes from being a temia gedoyla to not so shver at all. And why did the Nasan HaNavi come so sharp to David HaMelech? Because David HaMelech, on his madrega, on the level that he was on, shouldn't have gotten involved with something like this. I'm sure this is something that happened, but not for David HaMelech. It shouldn't have happened with David. And that's why for David, who's being judged on a whole nother level, this story is just not a good story. But the point is, you want to know if he was boilacious, it's chas v'shalom to think that. Absolutely not. Pashup shot. This is before you get into Rav Tzadik HaKoyen and all the different machshavas of what's going on, all the above our pay grade things. I'm still on the blot here. This is Shabbos and Vav HaManav. We haven't spoken on one word of raid yet. Before anything, you have to know Bat Sheva was in the Gureshesh. She was a divorced woman. She was not an Eshesesh. Aye, what about Uriah Achiti? So that already the Gemara addresses. That's not for this morning. He was a Mary B'malchus, right? David HaMelech told him, I want you to go home. He didn't listen. Once he's a Mary B'malchus, he's Chayv Misa. That is Pashup Shad and what's going on over here. But there's another very important Gemara. So the first very important modern Malkim you have to know when you learn the Sugya of David and Bat Sheva is Shabbos and Vav HaManav. The next most important Maramakim, and again, this is all on the Talmud Bavli level, no raid, is Avodah Zarah, Daf Dalet Amud Beis. Am Rab Yochanan, Mishum Rab Shimon Ben Yechai. Loi David Roy Loisei Maisa, Veloi Yisrul Ruyin Loisei Maisa. Really, David HaMelech was not Roy. It was Lo Matim for David to have gotten involved with this whole story with Bat Sheva. And in the same vein, Klal Yisrael really had no Shaiches to come to do the Avera of the Chet HaEgel. If that's the case, Lama Asu, so why did they do it? As if to say that really David was not ever going to do it. So what does that mean? Shemchot O Yochid, Hashem intervened and made it that David should sin with Bat Sheva. And Hashem intervened and made it that Klal Yisrael should be nichshel with the Chet HaEgel. Because if a person's going to do an Avera and he's going to want to do tshuva, and he's going to start doubting. He's going to say, you think I could do tshuva? I did such a terrible avera. How could I do tshuva? Like, what's the answer? You know what? We tell him, look at David HaMelech. David HaMelech goes down as one of the greatest people in our history, and David HaMelech did a big avera. And if a tzibur is going to do an avera, Klal Yisrael is a tzibur. They tell him, look at Klal Yisrael by the Chet HaEgel. As a meaning, really they shouldn't have done it. But the Avera was somehow manipulated min shamayim, so that today there should be a paradigm, an exhibit that we could all look at and say, if a person does an Avera and he feels down and he's ungesetzt, look at David HaMelech, look at Klal Yisrael. And the Gemara continues, Amar Rav Shmuel bar Nachmeni, Amar Rav Yonasan. Sounds familiar? It's Rav Shmuel bar Nachmeni, Amar Rav Yonasan, and Shabbos Nuvav HaMeralef. It's the same Amirah. Kol Oysa Mitzvah Achas Boil Mazeh. If somebody does one mitzvah in Oil Mazeh, Mikad Mosoi, Voilechas Lefonov, Loil Mabo. That's not the one we need. Ma'idichsiv, Nu'um David Ben Yishai, Unu'um Magever Hukam Oil, Nu'um David Ben Yishai, Shehekim Ulo Shalter. What does it mean he was Hekim Oil? He shtelled Ulo Shal Tshuva, the Koyach of Tshuva, the David HaMelech, really didn't do the Avera. So why do we have all these psukim in Nach and in Tehillim? It's all to make it look as if David did an Avera to a person who's learning it 2,000 years later and he's very taken aback. What's going on over here? The Teretz is, it looks like David these Averas and he's on such a pedestal. Zoysay Meres, what that means is that a person could do Averas and he could still do Tshuva. David HaMelech is the symbol for us for what the Koyach HaTshuva is. But there's a third very important Gemara that's kedai to mention, just to bring out this whole topic well. And that is, the Gemara says in Bava Basra, Daf Yud Zayin Amar Aleph, Shloisha Leishol Tam Yetzahar. There were three people that weren't overcome by it. They didn't have a Yetzahar. Elohein Avram Yitzchak V'Yakov. Tichsib Behu Bakol Mikol Koyal. Right, Bakol Mikol Koyal is regarding the three of us. What does that mean? It means they didn't have a Yetzahara. Some say, Af David. David also didn't have a Yetzahara. Because the Pasuk says, V'libi chol b'kirbi. David HaMelech said he felt perfect, he was fine, he didn't have the oily miyitzri, he didn't have a Yetzahara driving him crazy. So you see that David HaMelech was like Sholtebe Yetzahara. Now Tosfos says, it's not possible. Ein lefarish leisholat klal. You're going to tell me they didn't have Yetzaharas at all? Because if they didn't have a Yetzahara, they're not going to get Tzchar. Tzara Agra. So why is that a good thing? So what? David HaMelech is not going to get Tzara. Rav Yaakov is not going to get Tzara because they didn't have a Yetzahara. Says Tzara, what it means is that they had lived most of their lives overcoming the Yetzahara. And there's an idea. Sometimes if a person defeats his Yetzahara, Rav Shnoisav, at that point,
he can maybe defeat his Yehav. Four people did it. Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, David HaMelech. Zok, the Marsha. If you know a little bit of history, you know that the Mice of Batsheva happened when David was approximately 60 years old. It happened when he was already a little bit older. It didn't happen when he was younger. It happened when he was older. So if the story happened when he was older, it was already after Rav Shnoisov. And the Gemara says, V'yesh Oimrim Af David, that David was Leishalta Be'yetzahara, Dichsiv V'libi Chalab Bekirbi. And Tosis says that what does it mean? It means the end of his life, he didn't have a Yetzahara. So how did he come to the Mice of Batsheva? Zok, the Marsha, it's not Akasha. Shabbos, Nudvav Amir Aleph, Avay Dezara, Dav, Dalar Amir Beis, Dav Eya Amir Aleph, Kala Oymer, David Chata, Inei Alataya. As a result, the Kasha is Nish Kain Kasha. So again, this is just a little bit of a Toya Me'a as it relates to the Sugya, but sometimes, you know, to understand what's going on, you have to get into the Sifri Kabbalah, into the Sifri Machshava, and you have to get into some of the Hoicharei. In this case, it's a lot more Pashat. It's very, very straightforward. It's very simple. By the way, I saw Ben Yoyada says, Kala Oymer, David Chata, Inei Alataya. So it's called. Kol Oimer David Chata. So Hakol is doch Elamol Rabbis. Hakol Rabbis. Says the Ben Yoyada that, you know, he knew the people are going to have to root him. They're going to have Cheshbonis. David out of there. For this reason, he did it for that reason. Says the Ben Yoyada, after all the reasons, Kol, whatever your shtickel Torah is to explain why exactly this happened, it doesn't matter what your story is, Inei Alataya. At the end of the day, you must appreciate the fact that David HaMelech didn't do the Avera. Either way, we're going to have now a whole Amud Gemara that's going to get into the rest of the story, understanding a little bit better this Maisa that we just went through. Zokta Gemara, Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, a fascinating Gemara. La'olam al yavi adam atzmi l'dei nesayim. A person should not bring himself into a matzav of nesayim. Shari David HaMelech Yisrael hevi atzmi l'dei nesayim. Because David HaMelech brought a nesayim upon himself, the nichshol, and he stumbled. What was the Nesayan? Amar Elefanov. David HaMelech turns to Hashem. And he says, Ribbono shel Olam, Mibnei ma oimrim Elokei Avram, Elokei Yitzchak, Ve'Elokei Yaakov. Ve'ein oimrim Elokei David. He says, when Yitzch tells the Shmoy Nesre, Elokei Avram, Elokei Yitzchak, Ve'Elokei Yaakov, doesn't say David HaMelech. Why not? So David HaMelech felt that maybe we should say Elokei David as well. Amar, as Hashem said, Inu Mintzuli, Ve'atlai Mintzisli. You know why? Because the Ovis HaKdoshim all overcame the Siyonis. You never overcame a Nesayan. Amar Elefanov. Really? Okay, if that's the case, test me. I also want an Nesayin. He said, Mintzalach, fine, deal. I'm going to give you an Nesayin. And not just that, but I'm going to give you a hint. I'm going to give you something that I didn't give for the Ovis. What's that? The others never knew where the Nesayin was going to come from. But you, I'm going to tell you the general class of what the Nesayin is going to be. I'm letting you know it's going to be Gilui Arayis. Miyad vayileis harif ayokum David me'al nishkovei. And that's exactly what precedes that pasuk that says that David HaMelech is standing on his roof and he sees Batsheva. Om Rav Yehuda. What does it mean? Shehofach mishkovei shel laila l'mishkovel sheyoyim. So David HaMelech just heard from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he's going to have an Nesayin. The Nesayin is going to be an Nesayin of Arayis. So David HaMelech went to his wife and he was mizdavik with his wife. And even though it was during the day, he was huffach. He figured, let him satiate his Yetzahara. So like this, when this Taiva comes his way, he knows it's coming right now, he'll feel satisfied, and he won't have the urge to go do the Avera. But the Nesalmi Mimeno Halacha, says the Gemara, he forgot Halacha. Ever Katan Yesh Badan, person has an Ever Katan. I say Mokim. Masbiyoi Ra'iv, if somebody satisfies it, he actually starving it. Umarivoi Savev. You want to satisfy the Ever Katan, the way to do it is actually by starving it. It's counterintuitive, and that was a mistake that David HaMelech made. Vayisalich al Gag Beis HaMelech Vayar Isha Rechetzes Me'al Agag V'Isha Tevis Marimoid. Batsheva, says the Gemara, Batsheva have a kochofi reisha tusechas. Batsheva was washing her hair on her roof. Asa satan, a satan came, idmile kitziparta. Now what happened was, she was really doing it in a mokum tsunua. She was standing behind something. So there was no way for David HaMelech to have seen her. But the satan was going to instigate it. The satan was just given the green light by Hashem to go test David HaMelech. So he comes, and he appears as a tzipar, as a bird. So David HaMelech sees a bird, so he takes out his bow and arrow, pasak begira, he wants to shoot the bird. In the meantime, paskal achalta, the satan, the bird, ducks, gets right out of the way. The arrow, instead of hitting the bird, it knocks down this board that's blocking Batsheva, Igalia, and that's when David HaMelech saw Batsheva. Vechazia, and he saw her, miyad,
right away. Vayishach David vayidrish leisha vayomer haloizayis batsheva basaliyam eishes uriachiti vayishach David malachim vayikochera vatova yelo vayishka viva in himis kadeshes mitumasa vatoshav el beisa vahainu dechsev.
So what brought upon this whole Nisayan? What brought it upon? David HaMelech asked for it. He turns to Hashem. He says, "B'choneini v'naseini, give me an Nisayon. I want to have an Nisayon like the Ovis had." V'hayinu d'chsib, b'chanto libi, b'kadeto laylitz, raftani bal timtso. Zamoisi bal yavrabi. Omar, ikiz mama, nofal b'pume, demand the son of the v'layomar kiyo amil salav. I want to open my mouth, David HaMelech says. I asked for this. I was the one who took this upon myself. By the way, I think the Maral, but some of the Sfar Makdoshim say, that could be the reason David HaMelech stumbled is because ordinarily when a person finds himself in a matzav in the Nisayon, you can't overcome, it's very hard to overcome Yetzar. But you have Siyata Nishmai, Hashem helps you overcome Yetzar. But being that David HaMelech asked for a Nisayon that really wasn't appropriate for him, so he was given the Nisayon without the Siyata Nishmai, and that's why he stumbled. Another wrinkle in understanding the idea of Kala Omer David Chata Enei Alataya. But before we go weiter, I'll just tell you one fascinating thing. So David HaMelech hears that he's about to have this tremendous Nisayon, it's giving a sign of Arias. So what does he do? So the Gemara says he was hafach mishkovei shel laila to mishkovei shel yoyim. So he feeds his Yetzahara a little bit. He does it ba'ofen that's mutter, because he figures, like this, everything is going to be fine. But the Gemara says, nesamu men halacha, he made a mistake, because when it comes to the Eiver Katan, it works in a counterintuitive way. Maspiyoi ro'ev, so he didn't satiate his Yetzirah, to the contrary, he invigorated it. He actually made it a little bit worse. The Chasam Sofer, in one of his drushes, says a Dover Neira. He says that you can take out an important lesson from here. Really, it's a very good idea, says the Chasam Sofer, for a person to give his Yetzirah a little bit. So like this, if he comes to a matzav of Nisayan, he's not going to be overwhelmed, and he's not going to lose everything, which was David's cheshbon. David said, "Let me go be hafach mishkavei shel laila and mishkavei shel yoyim, and like this, when the Yetzara comes, I won't have the Yetzara." Now David HaMelech made a tais. What was his tais? Nisalmi b'menu halacha, because it's an Eiver Katan that works in a counterintuitive way. The way it works is maspiyoi ro'ev u'marivoi saveya. But when it comes to sharei varim shebeguf, says the Chasam Sofer, where it doesn't work that way, this is actually the right way to do it. He says a person has to constantly feed himself a little bit, not small averos, but do things ba'ofen mutter to try to satisfy Yetzirah, come up with such a cheshbon like this. You're not going to find yourself starving in a matzav of Nisayon where you're going to be overwhelmed. It's like when a person goes on a diet, so they tell you never get too hungry, because if you get too hungry, you're dead. You're just going to eat everything in the refrigerator, right? So what you're supposed to do is, you know, pace yourself, six small meals, whatever they tell you. But the bottom line is, you don't want to get too hungry. And that's Musser, apparently, in Avodas Hashem as well. I'll read it to you inside. Yesh loyma, de toivla adam lemaher losis la guft sarchoi, likiyuma l'shem shamayim, terem yirov, vi yisave taiva meruba, vaoz yoicha le taiva, vi yikoshel gama neshama chas v'sholem ois achila. He actually gives a mashal regarding achila. He says, if a person is going to wait until he's starving and eat too much, then you're going to be a baal taiva, you're going to be gluttonous. At that point, you're not only eating for your guf, you're eating for your neshama in a bad way. V'zois hoysa atzaz dovid amelech, shahofach mishkovish he made a mistake. That's what the Halakha Chasam Sofer says in a drasha. Either way, talk to Gemara. We have a lot more to do. Darash Rava. Ma'idichsev lamnatzeach leDavid b'Hashem chasisi eich timer lenafshi nudi harchem tzibur. I'm a David Nekodesh Baruch Hu ribayne shalayla mechayli aloisei yavin. Forgive me. So the Avera Batsheva Shalayomer, so people shouldn't say, Harsha Bechem Tzipar Nidid. So the Pasuk seems to be saying, Nudi Harchem Tzipar, a bird moved a mountain. So David HaMelech said, this, he was referring to this story, that's the rest of the story. What prompted David HaMelech to see Batsheva, to lead to the whole Maisa, was a Tzipar? So the people are going to say a tzipor was able to move a mountain. David HaMelech's downfall was a bird. Darash Rava, Ma'idichsev l'chol avadcha chatosi, v'arabbe necha asisi, l'man titztak b'davrecha tiske b'shavtech. Amar David HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kalav yedulu, kamach, diboy l'michve l'yitzri ha'bekoy fina. If you really, David tells Hashem, I could have overcome my Yetzirah. El Amina, you know why I didn't do it? The late Lamer Avda Zachal Amare. Because when David has this exchange with Hashem, Hashem suggests, so to speak, really, you want a Nisayan? I'll give you a Nisayan. As if to say, David, you're not going to be able to overcome the Nisayin. So David HaMelech says, really, I could have overcame it, but then it would look like I outsmarted you. So it shouldn't look like I outsmarted you. Therefore, David says, I didn't do it. Again, another wrinkle in Kolo Imer David Chata in Eilatayah. Dar Esh Rav, Maidach Siv Ke'ani Letzela Nochinu Machlevi Ned Bisot Ruya Hizbat Sheva Vasa Liyam the David Mehish Deber Eishas. David HaMelech was going to marry Bathsheba. She was already destined to be his wife from Sheshes Yemei Bereshis. Elo Shabal of B'machiv. But David HaMelech ends up taking her in a way that's somewhat questionable, and therefore he ended up suffering a lot from it. But there's no such thing as a person marrying a woman that he's not supposed to marry. So David was going to marry Bathsheba regardless. As a matter of fact, she was destined from Sheshes Yemei Bereshis. Teres Chaim says, why from Sheshes Yemei Bereshis? I thought our Barim Yon Koidim Yitziras Avlad. The Baskel says, Baskelin Milaplani. Why is this from Sheshes Yemei Bereshis? So he says, the Zohar HaKadosh says that Adam, as in Adam HaRishon, is Rosh Tevis Adam David Moshiach. So the same neshama of Adam HaRishon would come back as David, and would come again Ba'achris Hayomim as Mashiach. So it comes out that David really has Adam's neshama. Now, when was the Baskel that said that Adam and Chava are going to be husband and wife? Arbav Yom Kodim Mitzirus Avlad. But that's Misheshes Yimei Bereshis, because Adam Rishon was created in Sheshes Yimei Bereshis. So it comes out then that David and Bathsheba, because David has Adam's neshama, also has to be back of the envelope arithmetic. Ella says the Gemara, V'chein Panad V'Rabbi Shmuel. Ruya Hoysa David and Bathsheba, Basaliyim. David was going to marry Bathsheba regardless. Ella Sha'achla Paga. He took her while she was ripe, meaning before the appropriate time. Dar Shrava. Ma'i Dechsev, U'betzali Samchu V'nasafu, Nesfu Alay Nechim V'lo Yodati, Karav Alay Dam. So David Melech is describing how people are taunting him. Amar David Lufnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribayno Yishaloy, Golub Yidol Lufnei HaShem Hayu Karim Basari. If they would tear up my flesh, Loy Hayu Dam Yishay says, they would see that my blood would be dry. It's Uyskit Trikint from all the Agmas Nefesh that I have for the Avera that happened. People are giving me such a hard time. I'm so embarrassed. It ruined my life, David HaMelech said. V'lo Yoy. Ela B'shoshim Uyskim Ba'arbim Yisiz Bezdin. When the people of Meis Medrash, they learn the sugyas of Arab Mises Bezdin, Sech the Sanhedrin. Poiskim Mishnasim, they'll sometimes stop learning. Va'oimrim li, and they will tell me, David, tell me, Habal Eishas Ish, Misasei B'ma, what's the halach of someone's ba on an Eishas Ish? Amarti lehem, but you know what I told them, David HaMelech says? Habal Eishas Ish, Misasei B'chenek. You're right, Misasei B'chenek. You got me. But, V'yesh lo'i chelek lo'ilam haba. Avla malbim p'nei chaveri b'rabim. So sharp. And the truth is, it's something we can relate to. And people sometimes, though, give teichacha to somebody over something. Yeah, I hear. But do you realize what you're doing? You're embarrassing the person berabim. And amal b'pnei chaver berabim, ein lechelek le'olam haba. That was David HaMelech's taina. Omer Rav Yehuda, Omer Rav, afilu b'shas chol yoshel David. Even when David HaMelech was sick, kiyem shmeina esrei oinos. So David HaMelech had 18 wives at the time, and he was sick. The rest of the story is he became sick after the story of David and Bathsheba. The Gemara is going to say in a moment he was sick for 6 months. So during that period of time where he was sick, he was still mekayim mitzvahs oina with his 18 wives. Shenemar, yogati be'anchosi, aska b'cholaylo mitosi, b'demosi arsi amsa. So Pasha the Pasuk is talking about where David and Malach said he made his bed wet from tears and crying because of the remorse and the tshuva that he was doing over the Maisa. But the Gemara is darshaning, this is Rav Yehuda in the name of Rav, that he was referring to Oina, and that's the Asche B'chol Laila Mitasi B'demasi Arsi Amsa. I saw in the Sefer Ein Eliyahu, so Ein Eliyahu says a Dover Niflo, he says, what was Rav trying to say? Why would Rav even say that? And what was the point? The point, he says, was because David HaMelech had technically done an Avera, and the Avera was Gili Arayas. So it looked like it was something that came Machmas Taiva. So David turns to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and he says, trust me, my Arayas has nothing to do with Taiva. And he says, not just that, I'll prove it to you. Because even when I was sick, and he was so sick at a point where it wasn't possible that he could have had a Taiva, had any pleasure, had any Hanah from the Arayas, still, Kiyim Shmoina Esri Oinos. He was Mekayim 18 Oinos. Zoysei Meres, everything he was doing was L'Shem Shemayim. So Hashem, you see I was doing it L'Shem Shemayim. Because Kolo Imre David Chata, Enei Ela Taiv. Amr Abidu Mera, Bikesh David Abad Abidu Zara, David Melech wanted to be Abidu Abidu Zara. Shenema vayhi David ba'ad ha-roish, asha yishtacha v'sham le'loikim. Ve'ein roish ala avayda zara. Shenema v'hu tzalma reishe di dahav top. V'nei lekrosa yichucha yoharki karua kutontai. Va'adama al roish. Amalei le David. Again, David HaMelech wants to do Lashon Hara. We just quoted a few psukim. And now, he meets up with Chushai. Says the Gemara, Chushai tells David, if you're going to do Avodah Zarah, Yoimro, Melech Shechem Moisei, Yavad Avodah Zarah, how is it going to look if David HaMelech does Avodah Zarah? Amar Leisa, he told him, Melech Shechem Moisei, Yehargenu Benoi? What's the alternative? The alternative option is that a king like me should be killed by his son. Avshalom wants to kill me. Listen to what David said. Mutav Yavad Avodah Zarah, it's better that I'm Oved Avodah Zarah, Va'al Yischalol Shem Shamayim Bifarhesya. Rather than there be a Chil Hashem. So David HaMelech is going to be killed by Avshalom. David sees Avshalom trying to kill him. And David was so worried about the Chil Hashem that was going to come about if he gets killed by his son. So David said, I have an Eitzah. You know, I can prevent the Chil Hashem. Let me do Avodah Zarah. It's like this, when Avshalom kills me, what are people going to say? I was killed because of the Avodah Zarah. Zogt Chasam Sofer, in many places, a Dover Nifla. He says, I don't understand what David's problem was. What were people going to say if Avshalom was going to kill David? It happened because of the Ma'aseh Batsheva. As a matter of fact, that's what Nosan HaNavi told him. This is going to be Rabbi, Tich Beischa. Things are going to happen. So what was the issue? You know what the issue was? Says the Chasam Sofer, Avodah Zarah Daf Dalet, Avodah Zarah Daf Hey. David HaMelech knew that. And that was all part of his cheshbon, and that's the tifkeit in the Chil Hashem that he was worried about. What David was worried was not that people are going to say that Avshalom killed David frivolously on a cheshbon. He wasn't worried about that. You know what he was worried about? He was worried that people are going to say it happened because of the Ma'aseh Batsheva. But David had done tshuva over the Ma'aseh Batsheva. And people are going to say tshuva doesn't work, because despite the fact that David HaMelech did tshuva, still he was killed. So David said, I don't want to lose Oilu Shal Tshuva, the Lashon HaGemara, and Avodah Zarah Daf Hei Amud Aleph. So he says, let me do a different Avera. So people aren't going to say that, you see, David did an Avera, he did tshuva, and still it didn't work. No, tshuva worked. A person could do tshuva. The Rambam says you could be a Rasha Kol Yom, but B'yoy Moisa he does tshuva achakaloi. That's fine. That's enough. That is tshuva v'yesh leichel gloyim amla. But walking shabbat tshuva ain't tzaddikim gemurim mechaylam lami. You become even greater. You even become greater than the tzaddik gomer. But and that's what David was worried about. People are going to say I was killed by Avshalom. Oh, it's because of Nosan Hanavi's toichacha. You see that I'm punished for the ma'aseh batsheva. I did tshuva. Tshuva doesn't work. So he said, let me do Avodah Zarah. It's like this, people aren't going to say that. But what this reminded me was, is a Dover Nifla, a word from the Vilna Gaon, that we spoke out, when we learned Masechtas Bava Basra, Daf Tezayin Amal Aleph, in the sugyas of Iyov. So when we learned the Gemaras that talk about Iyov, and we all know the story of Iyov. Iyov had everything, and then all of a sudden, the Eitzahara is going to test him, and he loses everything. So Iyov goes from having everything in the world to suddenly losing everything. He loses his money, he loses his health, he loses his children, he loses his gezint, his parnos, and his nachas. He literally loses everything. And through it all, he's strong, he's stark, he's not questioning Hashem. And then finally, Iyov got to the point where he couldn't anymore. Couldn't deal with it anymore. And finally, he starts being mecharef u'megadef HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Gemara, Omar Rava. Rava says, really, Iyov didn't want to be mecharef from a god of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rather, bikesh Iyov lahafeich ka'ara alpia. What he wanted to do is, he wanted to take the pot and flip it over. Medrash Pliya. That's what Rava says in Bava Basra Daf Tezayin Amud Aleph. That when Iyov at the end of the story finally loses it, he just gets to the point where he can't anymore, and he starts questioning Hashem, and he's mecharef u'megadef. It's not something that he really wants to do. Rather, bikesh Iyov lahafich ka'ara alpia. So the Vilna Gaon said brilliantly, and explained it with a mashal. He said there was once a person who was serving the king, and this was at a banquet. There were a lot of people watching, and he's serving him soup. And as he's serving him the soup, a little bit of soup got on the king's bekacha. It got on his robe. And the king got really, really angry. He was about to lose it. So as soon as the waiter saw what the king was about to do, he took the pot of soup and he poured it over the king. Naturally, when he poured it over the king, they take him out, death row, they're going to kill him. So they come to him and they tell him, he says, I don't understand, you nar. You poured a little bit of soup on the king, you saw he was about to get really angry, he was going to take you out. So what do? You pour the whole thing on him? That doesn't seem to make a lot of sense. So he turned to the melech and he told him, Your Highness, I want to explain to you what I did. I knew you were going to kill me for pouring a little bit of soup on me. But in my mind, I said, you know, what are people going to say? People are going to say, look at this king, he's a madman. He's a lunatic. He's killing me for pouring a little bit of soup on him. So you know what I did? For your covet, I took the whole soup, I poured it over you. So like this, people will understand why you killed me. And there won't be a chilul to your Malchus. Said the Vilna Gaon, Eiv was a tzaddik yisoid oylam. He did everything right. And despite the fact that Hashem tested him and tested him and tested him again, he was strong. He was able to fight through everything. But it didn't end. Finally, Eiv got to the point, and Eiv said, what are people going to say? I mean, what are people going to say? How are they going to make sense of this God that punishes a person that doesn't really deserve it? So Eiv, was worried about the covet of Hashem. So you know what he did? He started being mecharif from a God of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But says Rav, not because really that's what he wanted, but he was pikesh lahafich ka'ar al piyah. He took the proverbial pot of soup and he poured it on Hashem so that people will understand why this is all happening. That's what David HaMelech did. David HaMelech is worried about the Chil Hashem. What are people going to say? So David does the same exact thing. He says, let me go be Yoiv and Avoy Dezara. Melech shekemoisi yargenu benoi. There's going to be a Chil Hashem. Mutav Yavid Avoy Dezara. Val Yischal Shem Shammai Befarhesi. I think it's a very obvious Zushtal. Either way, Amakro, Amar. So this is Hushai talking. So Hushai turns to David and he tells him, my time at Kanonsvis, you fast tire. Why did you marry a Yefas Toyer, referring to Macha, who's Avshalom's mother, who's suddenly giving David HaMelech Tzoris. Amale, he told him, what do you mean? Why can't I marry Yefas Toyer? Yefas Toyer, Rechman HaShayah. Amale, he told him, Darshan Smuchin. Don't you know how to Darshan Smuchin, the Samach Lei? The Pasik says, Kiel Ish Ben Tzoyeru Meir, and it says right afterwards, Kol HaNoitzi Yefas Toyer, Ish Ben Tzoyeru Meir. So you have the Parsha of Yefas Toyer, then you have the Parsha of Ben Tzoyeru Meir. We learn from there, if somebody marries a Yefas Toyer, he's going to have a son that's a Ben Soyer Meirah. So he turns to David, he says, is it a wunder? Is it a chiddush that you had Avshalom? Avshalom is a Ben Soyer Meirah, proverbially speaking, because there never was a Ben Soyer Meirah. But the point is that he came because there was a problem in the original Zivug. Why do you think this happened? David HaMelech, when he pleads with Hashem, and he asks for forgiveness, he was like a Soicher Kuti, a Kuthian merchant. So what was unique about them? Rashi says that they would buy bulk, so they would get discounts, and then they would sell retail. So you buy wholesale, you sell retail, and they would start selling piecemeal. The point is, if you sell piecemeal, you end up getting a little bit more, and that's how they made money. That's where they had their margins. You're going to forgive me for my shkiyos, for my mistakes? Amalei shviki lach. Machalach. Ministaris Nakeni, what about my Nistarois? Shvikilach. Gami Zaidim Chasai Chavdecha? Shvikilach. Ayim Shulubi. Then he said, Loishton li Rabbanon. I don't want the Rabbanon to talk about me. Shvikilach. Oz Esav in the case of Mipesharov, Shlo Yikosev Sirchaini. I want to make sure that don't even write the story. It shouldn't be in Shmuel Beis. Amalois, that Hashem said, Yafsha, that I can't do. Because who mad you're trying to talk to me, sorry. Madach the Isio that I took out of the name of sorry. For years, it was yelling and screaming. Until I gave it to Yeshua. Where did Hashem get the yud from? He got it from Sarai. So I couldn't even take away the yud. There's no way for me to take away the entire parsha. Forgive me for the aver. Your son Shlomo is going to say one day, is it possible for a person to take fire, put it on his lap, and his clothing aren't going to burn? Could a man walk on coals, and his leg shouldn't burn? Cain, the same thing is, it's not possible to have. He told him, really? There's no Eitzah? No, and that's why he was Mekabel Yisurim. Says the Gemara, a little bit about the Yisurim of David. David was a Mitzvah for 6 months. During those 6 months, he lost the Shechina. Upershim then was on Hedrin. Nitzdar, how do you know the Chesiv Techatei Nebi Ezev Etor Techabsei Nebi Shalig Albin? Nitzdalkem Menu Shechina the Chesiv Ashiv Elisa Son Yishach Vruach the Revis Sis Mecheni. Upershim Menu Sanhedrin the Chesiv Yashuv Eli Reyach. Shish Chadashim. How do you know it was 6 months? The Chesiv Ayom Mashem Malach David Al Yisrael Arboim Shon. David was king for 40 years. How so? Bechevrin Malach Sheva Shalom. He was king over Chevrin for 7 years. Ubi Yerushalayim Malach Shloish Veshalish Shalom. And then he was king over Yerushalayim for 33 years. Uksiv Bechevrin, and it says Bechevrin Malach Al Yehuda Sheva Shalom. He was really king for 7.5 years in Chevron. Here it says 7. There it says 7.5. What happened to those 6 months? Shema minon etzara. He must have been a mitzvah. Omar lefanov. Ribayna shalayla. Mechayli ala isayavin. Another maimer agada that talks about David HaMelech asking for forgiveness. Machalach. Hashem says machalach. Haseim yatoiva lo oislo toiva v'yiru soina v'yevoishu ki ato Hashem azar tonu v'nicham toni. Could you give me an ois, a sign, so that everybody should know? I'm not going to do it during your lifetime, but I'll do it during your son's lifetime. He wanted to bring the Aron into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, but the gates of the Kodesh HaKadoshim clung to each other. There was no way for him to open it up. So Shlomo HaMelech said 24 tefillos, but the gates wouldn't open. Omar, he said, now you know the rest of the story. That's what Shlomo HaMelech is saying. Shlomo HaMelech is davening. He's asking, gates, open up. I need to bring the order into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. But v'loy nana, it wouldn't open. Kivon shomar. But when Shlomo HaMelech said, Hashem Elohim al toshev p'nei mishichecha zachra lechazdei David avdecha, remember my father. Yad nana, it opened. But Isa Shah says the Gemara, nehefcha p'nei soynei David keshulei kedera. The soynim of David's face was like the bottom of a kedera. Maybe that's a reference to the bikesh ear of lahafrich es hakaara. The yadu kol Yisrael shemachalei Hakadosh Baruch Hu adoyse yavoid. And kol Yisrael knew that Hakadosh Baruch Hu forgave David HaMelech. So David HaMelech says, "Will you give me a sign?" Here's the sign. So we have the Gemara talks about how David HaMelech never sinned. Kolayim davachate ene alataya. Different chazals that we just mentioned stating that epis vas and avera there clearly was, at least on David HaMelech's level, at least in the way that we're supposed to take it and accept it. David HaMelech davens for it. So many psukim at the Tehillim are David asking for his mechila. David gets the mechila, and there's even a sign, not during David's lifetime, but when Shlomo HaMelech was going to take the Aron and bring it into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, this is the Holy of Holies. At that point, it's in whose schus that this is able to happen. It's all in the schus of David HaMelech, but we can't stop here. We have a little bit more work to do. And that brings us to the next, and really the last, of the four hidyotos, she'ein lam chelek lo'olam haba, and that is Gehazi, says the Gemara. How do you know that Gehazi has no chelek in olam haba? And really before that, who exactly was Gehazi? So Gehazi was Elisha Hanavi. Elisha was Eliyahu's Talmud. The Gemara says he got Pishnayim of Eliyahu, maybe. But Elisha was Eliyahu's Talmud. He's a great Navi. And he has a Gabai. He has a right-hand man. And that's Gehazi. And Gehazi initially was worthy. He was fit to be the right-hand man of Elisha. However, he sinned. And because of his averos, not only does he lose his position, but he goes down as an Eloi Chelek V'Olam Haba. The one episode that relates to Elisha and Gehazi in Nach that we need to know for today's daf is the story of Naaman. So Naaman was a Sar Tzeva in the army of Aram, and Naaman became a Metzora. He had Tzaras, and he was looking for a doctor, somebody to heal him. The doctors told him, there's nothing we could do. And then there was a girl who said that I know of a Navi, and he has these unbelievable powers. Go to him, he'll be able to take care of you. So Naaman goes and he meets with Elisha, and Elisha heals him. The Gemara is going to say how he did it, but Elisha heals Naaman from his taras. And Naaman was very wealthy, and he was very makutoy. So he turns to Elisha and says, I want to pay you for it. And he offers him a lot of money. He offers him like a real good deal in exchange for what he had done for him. But Elisha says, no, I'm not taking it. Either way, Elisha walks out. Gehazi, who's Naaman's gabbai, turns around, and he goes back to Naaman, and he tells him, you know, my master Elisha, he had second thoughts. He decided he wants to take you up on his offer. He actually wants what you originally offered him. Either way, Naaman gives Gehazi what he originally wanted to give Elisha. Naaman comes back to Elisha as if nothing happened. Elisha's like, Naaman, where were you? He says, well, nowhere. What are you talking about? Either way, they have an exchange. Elisha realizes what Naaman had done. He punishes him for it. And what was his punishment? He became a Mitzrayim. So he got exactly an element of Mida connected Mida of what Naaman had previously happened. Either way, he goes down as a person that's in like chelik le'olam haba. Zok the Gemara, Gehazi, how do you know Gehazi has no chelik le'olam haba? The pasuk says, Vayelech Elisha Damasek. Elisha went to Damasek, went to Damascus, says the Gemara. Why did he go there? He wanted to bring Gehazi back. He wanted to try to get him to do tshuva. He told him, Amaloi, kach mekublani mipcha, hachoyti umachti esarav, it must be yours, it's Juva. I'm already hachoyti umachti esarav, at this point it's too late. My Yovan, what did he do? I mean, where do you find a geichazi? It's not in the Teresh of Iksav, so it's obviously in the Teresh of Alpeh. Where do you find a geichazi was hachoyti umachti esarav? Ikadarmi, some say, Evet Sheyev is tolu chattas Yerovan. What he did was he built on the aver of Yerovan. Yerovan had been maimed these two agolah, one in Beisel, one in Don, so that Dinan shouldn't be able to be able to regal. And there was a real egel, Me'ein the Chete egel. And he took an Evan Shoy Eves, he took a magnet of some sorts, and it was able to suspend, it was able to get the egel to now float in mid-air. So it made the egel look like it had these superpowers, and as a result, it got people to worship it. He took one of the Shemas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he put it in the mouth of the egel, unbelievable. What he did was, when he was the Gabe of Elisha, he didn't let people get too close to Elisha. He was very tough. He didn't let the Rabbanon come to him. How do you know that? Because it says right after Gehazi becomes a Metzaira and he leaves Elisha, because you know your waiting room, it's very tight over here. Why was it only tight now? Why yesterday wasn't it tight? It wasn't tight. When a person gives somebody teichacha, when you come after somebody, you have to push him away. You should push him away with your left hand, but you should be makarvim with your right hand. Your left hand is your weaker hand. So push him with your left hand, but at the same time, you have to immediately be makarvim. You have to be makarvim with your right hand. Loika Elisha. And don't do what Elisha did. Because he pushed Gehazi away with two hands. How do you know that? Naaman said, Hoyo, kach kikorim, vayifretz bay vayotza kikrayim, kesef. Naaman offers Elisha money. Elisha doesn't want to take it. They're on their way home. Gehazi's, let me go back. Let me take the money from Naaman. And he gives it to him. When he finally comes back to Elisha, Gehazi does. Where are you coming from, Gehazi? I didn't go anywhere. No, that's not true. I know exactly where you went. You went back to Naaman. Her ace is now the time. Lokachas as a kesef, for lokachas begodim, vizesim ukramim, vitzoinu bakr vavodim, ushvachas. Was that the right thing to do? Says the Gemara. Mishakul kule. Did Gehazi really take all those things? Kesef ubegodim with the shakal. He really only took kesef ubegodim. That's all Naaman offered him. So why did Elisha mentioned all these other things? He mentions kesef, begodim, zeisim, kromin, tzoyin, bakar, avadim, shvachas, which if you count it up, by the way, it's eight things. He took two, not eight. Zok de Gemara, here's the rest of the story. At that time, Elisha was sitting and learning the sugi of Shmei Neshratz, at the time that Naaman came to Elisha. Naaman starts from Melech Ramayim Metzair, and Naaman was a Metzair. Amar Leah, he revisa, there was a girl, Deshtaboy married Yisrael, who had been in captivity with Naaman, told Naaman, he also said, listen, I'm a Jew. I was taken in captivity, but I know that Naaman is a miracle. He can perform miracles. So Elisha tells Naaman, yeah, I can help you. Go toivel in the yard. You're making fun of me. You think that's what I need to do? You think I didn't try that already? But his entourage, his chevra, told him, what's your downside? Zulnase. Right? There's no downside. Ozal v'tovel b'yarders, he went. He was toivel in the yardin, v'itzi, and he was healed. Also, isolate kol hani den noket. So he came and he gave a gift. Elisha didn't want to take the gift. Gehazi, if to become Elisha. In the meantime, Gehazi left. Ozal shagam v'yarders shagam. He took what he took. V'afkid. And he hid it away. He also, when he came back to Elisha, Chazi Elisha l'tzaras, na v'park l'vay reshe, Elisha saw that Gehazi had already been afflicted with the same tzaras as Naaman. Amalei, Rosha, higia es litel schar shmeina shrotzim. It's time for you to get the schar for the Shmoyne Shrotzim. Referring to the sugya, that's a parak of Masechta Shabbos, referring to the sugya of Shmoyne Shrotzim that Elisha and Gehazi had learned, as a muscle for the Torah that Gehazi had, it's true you got what you got, but I'm letting you now, you lost your Olam Haba because of that. V'tzaras Naaman tidbak b'cho uv'zaracha lo'ilam, you and your family will always have the tzaras of Naaman. V'yetze milfonav, and he left him mitzoyru kasholik. So when he had walked in, he had a little bit of tzaras, but by the time he left, he was already a mitzoyru kasholik. Abba anoshim hoyim mitzorim pesach hashad, the pasuk talks about four mitzoyron. Who are they? Amr Rabbi Yochanan, Gehazi, Ushloish, this is Gehazi, and his three sons. But the bottom line is you see that Elisha came very It's tough to Naaman. I mean, Naaman made a mistake. I mean, to Gehazi. Gehazi made a mistake. He shouldn't have done what he did. But he was dachvay v'shtei yodayim. He told him that you're going to lose your Elam Haba, all the schar of the Shmoneh Shratzim. Those are the eight things. He was referring to the Shmoneh Shratzim. You're going to lose everything. Gehazi heard that. He leaves. He was just cursed that him and his family are going to be by Tzairam forever. He got this terrible klala. He goes to Damascus. And he becomes a achaiti umachti asarabim. And Elisha tried getting him to do tshuva. He tried. He tried, but he told him, at least this is what we know. This is what Chazal and Megala to us. The Gehazi said, I know it's too late. But the lesson that we learned from Elisha is, a person should be doicha with the yad smoil, he should be makar with the yad yamin. Because maybe had Elisha not been so forceful, he would have done it with his left hand, not with his right hand. Maybe this is prevented. Tanya, Amrav Shimon Allah's on that note. Yetzer, tinoik v'isha. When it comes to your Yetzahara, when it comes to giving musa to children and talking to women, your wife, you should always push with your left and you should be makarev with your right. Why? So let's see Rashi. Yetzer tavasoi im imenu legamri. If a person is going to completely distance himself from his Yetzahara, so what's going to happen is he won't even get married. The makarev legamri, but if you makarev it too much, boli de iser, she'inu yachol lichvosh yitzroi midvar. Avera. So what should you do? You have to push it away. You have to mekarev it as well. So you should have the smoil should be doichet. Your left hand should push it away. But at the same time, your right hand should be mekarev it. Tinek v'isha Rashi says, Daiton kala. Then titcha oisam metardam en oilam. If you speak to a child too forcefully or to a woman, it can cause problems. Zok the Gemara Tanu Rabbanan. Shloisha chalom chala Elisha. Elisha became sick three times. Echad once was shegeru dumen betinaikis. Was because of the story that happened with the beers and the children. Well-known story where children were taunting him. They were making fun of him and they end up dying. But Elisha was punished for what he did. The echad shedofka legechazi b'shtei yadayim. Once for pushing gechazi away. B'shtei yadayim. The echad shemeisboy. And one, the sickness that eventually took his life. Ad Avram lehoya zikna, the Gemara says. Until Avram Avinu, there was no such thing as zikna. Meaning nobody would get old. You would look the way you looked until you died. Called the Chazil Avram. If anyone saw Avram, Amahay Yitzchak, he would think he's looking at Yitzchak because they looked alike. Called the Chazil Yitzchak. Anyone that saw Yitzchak, Amahay Avram, he would think he's looking at Avram. Boy, Avram, Rachmi the Labad, the Zichus Avram Avinu Davin, that there should be a Zikna, Shenemar, Vavram, Zokain, Baba Yom. Ad Yakuli Hayu Chush, until Yakuli Avinu, nobody ever became sick. Boy, Rachmi Vavav Chush, Yakuv Davin, the people should get sick. Shenemar, Vayyam, Yitzchak, Hino Vicha Chayla, as if it was news that somebody was sick. Nobody had gotten sick. Ad Elisha lehavi inish cholish the mitvach. Till Elisha, nobody that had gotten sick had a refuah. Vasa Elisha ubay rachmi v'itvach shenebe v'alisha chola es choyoy asher yomos. By the way, there's a whole piece of Gemara that's from the Chisrei Mehashah, so we don't have time to finish the daf, so I figured we won't go through that piece of Gemara, but that Gemara gives another example of smoil doicha and yamin makarev, and that's none other than the story of Rabbi Shua ben Prachya and Yeshay HaNoitzri. Where Yeshay HaNoitzri was a Talmud, the Gemara says, Rabbi Shua ben Prachya, and there was a story where he spoke inappropriately. His Rebbe was very angry at him. He spoke very sharply to him. And at the end, he was Yotza and he was Machriv V'Olam. And it came from, again, such a story where Rebbe maybe was a little too sharp. He was a little bit too strong for his Talmud. That Gemara is, of course, a notable Gemara. Because if you know Jewish history 101, so you know when Yeshay HaNoitzri lived, Rabbi Shulman Prachti lived like 200 years earlier. He lived around the times of Hanukkah. So how in the world could you relate Yeshay HaNoitzri to Rabbi Shulman Prachti? And it's for that reason Rabbi Chilmi Paris in his famous Vikuach said that, you see from here, right, it's in Paris that led to the burning of the Shas, but Rabbi Chilmi Paris said that you see from here that the Yeshay HaNoitzri of the Gemara, that's not your Yeshay HaNoitzri. Two different people. You have the wrong guy. Because our Yeshay HaNoitzri is a Talmud Rebbe Shua ben Prachya. Yours lived right at the right before the Churban. It's a long time later. So I don't want to say that, of course, it was the same person, but the Gemaras were purposely manipulated, just like you have these Chazreini Ashas, if you would understand the tzoris that the Yidden had. So maybe Rabbi Chilmi Paris's taina wasn't a taina l'fiyo emes, but he could have never argued it had the Gemara not had him as a Talmud Rebbe Shua ben Prachya. So that's some of the rest of the story that we've spoken at in the past. Regardless, very large collective exhale as we just finished the Gemara on the first Mishnah. This was all one Mishnah, by the way. And tomorrow, Yetz Hashem, another Mishnah, but a lot more of the same.